When the days are cold and the cards all fold and the saints we see are all made of gold. When your dreams all fail and the wounds we heal are the worst of all and the bloods run stale.
I wanna Live from the 1480 AM studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment, brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host, alongside Greg Isaac and Joseph Erdo. Guys, another Saturday. And Eric, hello to you.
Hello, guys.
That reminds me of a Neil Diamond song, Hello, Hello. Remember something like that?
No.
Oh. There was something like that, right, Greg?
I have no idea. Don't get me wrong. I know Neil Diamond, especially from the Sweet Caroline, but everyone knows that.
Caroline Ray.
No, like, hello, yeah, we were again, my friend.
Once again, we go over this with Dave every show.
Yes.
Your co-hosts in here are in their 20s. We have no idea what you're talking about half the time.
Then what are you doing in this womb? What are you doing in the womb? I mean the room.
And we don't get your humor either.
It's funny. It's just Eric, that wasn't too bad, was it?
Have you seen
that
the movie Womb, by the way? Kind of a strange movie.
No, I might have, actually. Yeah.
What strange movie?
It's called Womb. It was really weird.
Blue Moon?
Okay.
Whatever.
That's a beer.
Go where you were.
The King of Champions. Wheaties. All right, go ahead.
No, what show is it today?
It's Breakthrough Entertainment.
It's our sex edition show.
Oh, yes. The sex edition show.
I didn't even say that right. I pulled a Dave trying to purposely fumble it.
We have a sex addiction show? You didn't know that.
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I remember him saying that last week, and I think the week before that.
And you didn't believe we were actually going to do it.
It's our highly...
Well, I just wondered how you were going to pull this off without getting too, non-radio-ish.
Oh, I think it's just... On a clinical basis, right?
Well, it is. Yeah, we're gonna have fun with it. We're keeping it on a radio basis.
But we have a PhD.
I've got my finger on the dump button.
Oh, good, good. and we have a clinical psychologist.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
So it's legitimate. It's a real thing out there.
All right.
There. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, because of course we're gonna be celebrating. Thanks for sharing today for 2 hours. We're gonna talk about other movies and stuff like that. But you know, it's our highly anticipated sex addiction show today. the only place that you'll hear this. But of course, you know,
we're where? 1480 AM KPHX.
Very good, yes. And BreakRadioshow.com.
Yes, yeah. BreakRadioshow.com.
And
excellent.
And the app.
And the app, 1480 AM app. That's a good app, by the way.
It's free.
It is free. So get that. Where do you go? To iTunes or something?
iTunes has it, and so does Android. The Android market or Google Play.
It's definitely worth it. Anywhere, I think, in the world, you can get this show.
Yes.
Yeah, I like
it a lot. As long as you have a phone service.
Oh, right, yeah, phone service.
Yeah, you probably can't get it on a flip phone or a chocolate touch like I have.
What's a chocolate touch?
It's got no Wi-Fi. It's got nothing.
Wow, no Wi-Fi.
It looks like that. It's
Oh, that's pathetic.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm kidding.
Thank you so much. I haven't heard that one before.
Oh, yes, you have from a party maybe in the past. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Yeah, but of course, we're going to be celebrating. Thanks for sharing. You know, it's a movie about sex addiction.
Oh.
It's a romantic comedy.
Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth Paltrow, yuck.
What?
Yuck?
I can't stand her.
I usually can't stand her either, but we'll find out if this changes it.
Google the top 10 most hated celebrities. She's always number one.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. I didn't know
she
that.
She spouts the dumbest things out of her
mouth. Oh. Yeah. Wasn't she in Shallow Hal?
Yes.
That's what I thought. Okay. Yeah.
So we'll find out if you know, because normally I don't like her either. So we'll see if I like her in this film. And we'll also talk about Jutopia.
How do you spell that?
What? Jutopia.
I don't even know what that is.
Is this anti-Semitic?
Is that what's going on? A sex addiction show? No, it's a movie.
John Lovitz.
John Lovitz, yeah. We have
Among many others.
Yeah, we interviewed John Lovitz on our Thursday show.
Oh, yeah. That was sort of cool, right?
Yeah, yeah. And so we'll have a few interview clips and stuff like that throughout today's show as well. Another movie that we'll be talking about is Prisoners with Hugh Jackman and Jake Gyllenhaal.
Ah.
And, of course, as you mentioned, that we will have a certified sex addiction therapist on around 11:07 today, to tell us a little bit more about sex addiction, 12-step programs.
I don't believe in sex addiction.
You don't?
I don't.
What do you believe in?
There's no such thing. Come on. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, what is so tell us, Eric, what does that mean? If it's not sex addiction,
if you get to have a lot of sex, good for you.
Oh, there we
ding,
go.
Ding, ding.
But what about the emotional component? What if you feel unloved? Yeah, do you feel unworthy of love?
I listened to the interview on NPR with the guy yesterday who wrote the movie.
Stuart Blumberg.
Yes. And he was saying that, yeah, you get detached from, you know, the sensitive feelings and all that stuff. BS.
Wow, we're going to explore that. This is great. We could have like a rumble here.
We certainly will.
And, you know, if people want to join in appropriately, of course, they could call 602-252-1480, 602-252-1480 as the show develops and we get into this sex addiction deal.
Yeah.
I hear, though, you know, like the internet, like, you know, different websites make a lot of money, and is that we'll ask the psychologist, is that part of a sex addiction issue?
Well, I'm sure that that's
probably
something that we certainly would want to ask him. And I would love for people to call, you know, if you know a sex addict, if you have an opinion about sex addiction. Yeah, if you are
one,
will,
if you know one.
They don't have to give their real name, right?
Right. Now they can just make one up, you know,
Greg,
Johnny,
Greg, Joseph.
You could call yourself John Holmes.
No,
or something.
Yeah, no ex-girlfriends allowed to call too.
Do you have a like a button there that hides their voice as well, like robot?
Oh yeah, you could. Yeah, you could.
No, we're not that technological.
No, wow.
Oh, wouldn't that be good though?
Well, someone can change their own voice. Yeah, sure.
Wow, and I'll say, hey, is that you, Mom? So,
wow.
That's what your mom
Greg's
sounds
grandma.
Like.
That's
Wow. Yeah. How you think about your grandma like that, Greg? No.
Maybe.
Okay. Uh-oh. But
maybe others, but
but of course we're going to be doing some trivia, you know, about sex addiction movies. We got all these music songs from
on sex addiction?
Yeah,
wow.
Well, not on sex addiction, but from these movies about sex addiction or movies with sex addicts in them. So, you know, we'll get to all that.
We're going to have to get you a couch and do some analysis.
We're going to have a great time today. It's going to be a great show. And, of course, also in our next segment, we're going to be talking about the TV shows. Of course, you'll want to tune in for that because we're going to be talking about
Newsroom.
If you want, we can talk about that. And, of course, Greg.
Dexter is coming to an end tomorrow.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Preview that.
Never even watched that
and
movie.
What?
Or
great
a
show.
TV show. You like it?
Phenomenal.
That's almost as good as Breaking Bad.
Yes. Yes.
And, of course, How I Met Your Mother starts.
Absolutely.
I knew you met my mom. That's why we were talking about her.
So we'll preview all that stuff. And we'll.
How did you meet her?
Well, everyone knows her name.
Yeah, well, because she was at a 12-step program.
Are you my dad?
I hope.
We're just finding out.
That's like I'm like in Time Machine or something.
Well, sort of like Don't Be a Menace to South Central, where Sean Wayne is older. Yeah, he's older than his dad in that movie.
Wow, really?
Or that song
from
about the
Stupids. The same age.
Remember that song from the Stupids? I'm my own grandpa.
Yes, I remember that.
No,
that
I
was
know.
A great movie.
That was a Dr. Demento song.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
All right. Well, and of course, we're also highlighting all of our Dave's Random Enlightenments today.
Oh,
nice. We've got all five previous Dave's Random Enlightenments, and we'll play them throughout the show. And then, of course, we got a brand new one at the end of today's show. It's all about remote viewing.
Oh, nice. Remember that, Eric, last week?
Yes, we actually had two people call in.
Yeah, we had some people that knew about that. Yeah, that one was...
Yeah, the one guy said his girlfriend was a psychic.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was weird. She knew when she'd break up with him before they started dating. Very weird.
Why start dating?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. She must have knew he had some money, too.
Wow.
Until she broke up with him when he lost it
well,
to her.
Well, he didn't pass the polygraph or something like that, or the background check.
The polygraph? Her name was Polly?
Wow. Okay, well, moving on from there, let's talk about Thanks for Sharing.
Oh, you're welcome.
What? All right. Mark Ruffalo, Tim Robbins, and Josh Gad play three men dealing with different stages of sex addiction. As they navigate the rocky shores of recovery, they become a family that encourages, infuriates, and applauds each other on the journey toward a new life. Gwyneth Paltrow, Jolie Richardson, and Alicia Moore, a.k.a. Pink, also star in this film. It's playing exclusively at Harkins Camel View 5. And it's, as you mentioned earlier, it's from the screenwriter, and this is his first directorial debut, Stuart Blumberg. Mm. He brought us The Kids Are All Right a couple
and
years ago.
And also The Girl Next Door.
Oh, yeah. That's
which was another sex movie.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The Girl's Next... Oh, that...
It was about a teenager who has
she
a
was
porn
cute.
Star.
Elijah
living.
Cuthbert.
Yeah, Elijah
yes.
Cuthbert.
And,
yeah.
the girl... What's it called?
The Girl Next Door.
The Kids Are All Right.
The Kids Are All Right. That wasn't a bad movie. Mark Ruffalo was in that movie, too.
Yes, he was.
And so maybe that director, you know...
He played the donor, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. He was sort of a cool dude, though.
Yeah.
Too bad the... You know...
Well, don't spoil
what's her name?
Anyone.
Wait, what's her name?
Julianne Moore?
Yeah, too bad. Oh, I'm not supposed to say. That's an old movie, though. Oh,
okay, go ahead.
Well, too bad she went back to the who's the other girl?
To Annette Bening.
Yeah, that one.
There you go.
I thought they made a good couple, right? The Julianne Moore and Mark Ruffalo, right, Eric?
Well, they were
I don't know.
They were never really a couple. She was with Annette Bening.
I know, but they,
having a little fun with Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, they look like a good couple.
Well, I liked The Kids Are All Right.
All three of them. That would have been nice.
Yeah.
I liked The Kids Are All Right, but I didn't love it as much as everyone else.
It was okay,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this one, this Thanks for Sharing, wow.
Oh.
This is a breakthrough. It's not only a breakthrough. Oh. It is my favorite movie of the year so far.
Are you
so
kidding?
This is the one.
This is the one I was
supposed to. We talked about a few weeks ago. You said one's coming up, couldn't find. Wow.
When did it come out? I should have seen
it. It comes out today. Yesterday, sorry. Exclusively at Harkins Camelview 5. This is an absolutely amazing motion picture. It's real. It's honest. It's heartfelt. It takes viewers on a remarkable range of emotions while speaking extremely earnestly about the highly stigmatized subject of sex addiction. What's really great about this movie is not only is it intensely specific, it talks directly to the people who, maybe sex addicts or maybe have some familiarity with addiction, 12-step programs, that kind of stuff. But it's also a very universal movie. It affects anyone and everyone who has ever struggled with these three things. These are the three things that affect these three characters. Anyone who's ever struggled to open up their self to love.
Oh.
That's Mark Ruffalo's issue in this film. Or if you relinquish all control, which is Tim Robbins, he has a hard time relinquishing control. And, of course, Mark Ruffalo, he's got 5 years of sobriety and sex addiction. Mm-hmm. And
they call it that in the sex
addiction? Sobriety, yes. Yeah.
There's actually a group called SA.
Yeah, there's several different groups. There's Sex Addicts Anonymous. There's Sexaholics Anonymous or something like that. Then there's Love Addicts Anonymous. There's several different groups. What?
I'm sorry. That's funny to me.
I was like,
Love Addicts?
Yes.
Where they love people?
We're always in love.
Well, you can be addicted to a lot of different things, right?
It's called life.
Yes.
Get over it.
And, Josh Gad, he's facing life's hardest truths. It's hard to admit that you're a sex addict, especially because, as they say in the trailer, it's not like a typical drug. This is something that's actually attached to you. This is a part of you.
Attached to you.
Right.
Yeah.
It's... Calm down. And, but it's packed
with... had to pick Josh Gad to be the sex addict?
All of them are. Everyone in this movie is a sex addict.
No, he's hilarious. But, okay.
You only mentioned two. Open the love, annoying. Relinquish all control. What's the third one?
And face life's hardest truths.
Face life's...
Oh, so Pink is in this one?
She's in this movie. Pink is in this movie. She is a sex addict. Her character.
Does it show some great stuff? Or?
No.
So...
But it's packed with sincere poignancy, impressive performances. It's undoubtedly one of the year's very best movies. Right now, it's at the top of my list. Of course, we have a few months to go, but it's this is one of my favorite movies I've ever seen. Because it feels fully lived in. You
ever?
Yes. It's because here's the thing. It really touches you. It really makes you feel like you're living with the characters. You are their friend. You're their friend.
In other words, you can relate to all these people.
Yes.
Okay, that's why, Eric.
But in a very universal sense, because these are things that we all deal with.
Oh.
Let's
it's very general, though. When you say face life's hardest truths as a number three item, how is that sex? That could be anything.
Exactly. Is it hard to admit that you're struggling with anything, right? That's the very first, isn't
so it? So that's part of the sex addiction thing. Huh?
Well, in 12 steps, whatever the program is, isn't the first thing.
Got you. So that's it's universal. That's what you're saying.
Right. Well, the first one's something like admit that you were powerless. Yeah. Or
admit
something.
We're on the radio.
Okay, that's very easy. You're on
that's
the radio.
That's the truth.
Yes, that's the truth.
Okay.
It's not the hardest
news
truth.
Or false.
I can get a point.
Yeah. Okay,
it relates to everyone then.
Yes, and as I walked out of this movie, I felt different than when I do with most movies. Mostly like I was entertained or something. Uh-huh. I felt like this movie felt fully lived in.
Did you learn anything?
I learned a lot.
Yourself.
But mostly I felt something. Emotions. A lot of different emotions.
And that's good for a movie to invoke that.
Yeah, in the highs and lows. This isn't just a movie where these guys do really well. In life, sometimes you stumble. right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and of course, now I want to touch on, I want to touch on Gwyneth Paltrow.
That makes
no.
two of us.
No. Okay, well,
is she
that.
Coming into the studio?
No. Let's talk about Gwyneth Paltrow. Right, okay, so you don't really like her, right,
I
Eric?
I do not like her.
I usually don't like her
She's
either.
Vapid.
I thought she was good on Glee, and there's a few movies. She was in Duets, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I like her in Shallow Hal.
Yes, Shallow Hal.
Shallow Hal. She was very good.
So, but normally, I really don't like her either. In this movie, I really kind of fell in love with her.
Wow.
Not
want
the actress.
To set you
I
up
thought
with
she did
her?
A really good job.
Is she going out with
Do you need
anyone?
To go to the Love Anonymous or whatever
possibly,
it is?
Possibly, yeah. No, but I'm saying that her character, she was really sweet. She felt, she was really real.
Yeah.
You know, it's just her behavior with Mark Ruffalo, really great chemistry there. And by the way, you figure Mark Ruffalo is, of course, the Hulk, and Gwyneth Paltrow is Pepper Potts.
That's right.
Yeah, so superhero switching.
I don't know
That's
Pepper
Iron Potts. Man's girlfriend.
Iron Man, yeah.
Marvel
That's
comic.
Right.
Yeah, so that's kind of
girlfriend.
Cool.
I thought she was his secretary.
Yeah, I thought so, too. Administrative assistant.
Oh, are we finding something out?
Yeah, is there something going on there?
Yeah.
I don't think you can do that in the workplace, can you?
No, that's against the law.
That's what I thought.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my.
Well, maybe they need to go to SAA.
Sex, addiction?
Superhero, sex addicts.
What's the extra A for?
Sex Addicts Anonymous.
Oh, yeah.
Right. But anyway.
But you just mentioned my name, so it wouldn't be anonymous.
But, in the trailer for this movie, wasn't it cute how she was, playing with him?
Loved the trailer.
You did? Okay.
I did love the trailer. It looked very, very cute, valuable for many to watch. That's what I wrote down here. But it looked funny, too, amusing in a serious subject. And I know there had to be times that there were great meanings and probably will help a lot of people.
Yes.
You got to love a movie like that. I'm going to watch this.
Yeah. And let's talk a little bit about the theme then. We may all be broke. Well, actually, before I let's play our interview clip with Stuart Blumberg. You can hear the full interview on breakradioshow.com. But I picked a quick clip about him talking about the theme of this film. Of course, is the writer-director Stuart Blumberg. And here we go.
I mean, it sounds kind of cheesy, but, some of the best things in life are. But it's sort of the idea that we may all be broken inside, but if we're sort of broken together, we just might have a chance at putting the pieces back together. It's sort of that thing. It's like we can really only heal together. You really have to put in the work, and you really have to sort of surround yourself with great people. At a certain point, you also have to let go, and you have to surrender to the work you've done and to sort of power that's greater than yourself, which is the team you have around you. The best stuff happens when you really learn how to surrender to a flow.
I believe that, and this movie does that theme really, really well. These guys, they really have to stick together, and Josh Gad has to stick with Pink's character, and they have to rely on each other, and regardless of what the situation is, if it's an addiction, if it's anything, we can only really accomplish anything if we work as a team and if we are there for one another. Dave, what say you?
Well, no doubt about it. Support groups with the right leaders, and I really want to emphasize that, the right leaders. There's some really poor leadership out there in certain types of groups. I won't mention names. But I think with the right leaders, meaning empowering, insightful, motivating, inspirational, and uplifting, with some type of background on healing, help the heal certain people and with a certain process that works, can make a huge difference. I mean, people will know they are not alone, and that's number one for a group, and can support each other in times of need and times of joy on both ends. So I think this is very important. The key is to identify what might be compulsive or disempowering, especially if it negatively impacts your life or someone else's life. And that's where the addiction probably comes in. And then heal, take action, go within, examine one's identity, values, and beliefs. This will impact your behaviors as you change your identity, values, and beliefs. Can make a big difference. Get out there. If anyone's listening, if there is great support, there are great support groups out there, join them.
Yeah, and of course, when we do talk with Dr. Joseph Patterson with Crosswinds Counseling Services in our 11 o'clock hour, he, I'm sure, will tell us where, if you are struggling with, a sex addiction or something along these lines, or if you have any questions about it, I'm sure that there are some resources that he can share with our listeners. You know, of course, again, if you'd like to call in, if you have a comment about sex addiction, if you know a sex addict, if you are a sex addict, call 602.
If you want to be a sex addict.
Right.
Taking applications
really
right
type
now.
Of business?
Right. 602-252-1480. 602-252-1480.
And here's Greg's personal cell number, too.
Thank you.
Okay.
Right. But, you know, so, of course, again, a huge breakthrough, this movie.
Wow.
My favorite movie of the year. Guaranteed to be on my best list. Guaranteed to probably be in the top five.
Really?
Might be right now it's in the top spot.
And so. Is it the overall best movie ever you've ever seen?
Oh, no. I've seen a lot of movies that I love. But, you know, I'm saying this is a really touching movie.
Oh, okay.
It really, you know, affected me, and it touched me. I thought this was a
great
movie. Well,
that's good. That you want... That sounds like a great movie.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, of course, let's play our first Dave's Random Enlightenment of today. You know, he told us a few weeks ago about alone time. And, you know, what he likes to do when he's stuck on the side of the road, that kind of thing, kind of ties in with our sex addiction theme here, our first one. So let's see what Dave had to say about alone time.
If you're isolated... on a road in the middle of nowhere, what are you going to do? You should know how to have happiness.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, alone time is good, isn't it? 4 hours just floating on a tube? I don't really like hot dogs. But I do have fun myself for apparently no reason. No, I do. It's phenomenal. I mean, here you are, deserted road somewhere, what, in the desert or whatever? And they had a nice crowd there, 90, maybe 100 people. And I did. I sort of liked it. The audience was participating. It looked incredibly scary, and it didn't seem anything socially redeeming.
Yeah.
Jeepers, creepers.
Yeah, we'll play it.
But how about people that really need some birth control? Don't they recommend that anymore? Doozy goose. That's a medical term, isn't it? You know what that means, don't you? I know what I know. So I know what I don't know, and I know that I don't know what I don't know. If you don't know what I just said, replay breakradioshow.com. And if you want a date, call in 602-252-1480 right away. And if you have a sister, touchdown Rattlers.
So thank you very much for those insightful comments.
Those are good insights.
Yes, they are.
Wow.
We've got five more to go today. But,
wow.
Makes you sound like you're insane.
Yes.
Yeah. Doesn't need a lot of help there.
No, he doesn't. But let's do our first trivia question of the day. You know, another one of the most popular
sex addiction movies.
It's 0-0-0.
I know,
zero.
Just kidding.
All right. Our first question is from Shame. The song Shame, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Then when the guy goes away, goes, goodbye, Shame.
What? All right.
Well, that's the other movie, right, Eric?
No, I think there was something, a line like that at the end of the
movie.
There
might have been. I don't know.
I just made it up.
No, it was Come Back, Shane, I think. So.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
What? Okay. Well, anyway,
but I think you said Shame.
Shame,
yeah.
S-H-A-M-E.
Oh.
And our song is going to be New York, New York, sung by Carrie Mulligan.
Love that song.
Yeah, this is sung by one of the actresses, Carrie Mulligan.
And, can we play that song?
We're going to play it into the break.
Oh, good. I love that one.
All right, so let's do our question from the movie. This is probably one of the most popular movies about sex addiction.
Oh.
In Shame, Michael Fassbender plays a sex addict who will stop at nothing in order to keep getting his kicks, so to speak. So, which of the following actions does he take when the bouncer at his favorite nightclub denies him entrance? A. He punches the bouncer in the face and enters anyway. B. He goes back to his apartment where he then proceeds to look at pornography. Or C. He heads across the street to a gay bar.
Oh.
C.
B.
Eric says
D.
C.
There's no B.
B says
B.
Greg.
I'm going to go C.
And Eric and Dave get it right. While getting those aforementioned...
I've seen that movie, too, and I
forgot.
Yeah,
you got it wrong. While getting those aforementioned kicks at the gay bar, his sister, played by Carrie Mulligan, calls his cell phone and leaves him a voicemail asking for help. Despite hearing the desperation in her voice in the message, he proceeds to another person's apartment to engage in even more, quote, activities, end quote. It is not until much later that he returns home to find his sister has slit her wrists.
Yes.
Ooh.
Now I remember.
So
that's
one of the effects of sex addiction.
So it's a comedy.
Wow.
Wow.
So, anyway, so Eric and Dave get a point.
All right, Eric, we're tied.
We're going to kick Greg's butt today.
I feel good. All right.
I like to let you guys get the first one.
Oh, you never did in the past. You hated that.
It's a new role.
New way. Anyway, let's take a quick break right now. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion in the world of entertainment. This is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPA. I should say KPHX.
Yes, you should.
Yes, I should. Well, what song is that?
KPHX.
Yeah, that's. Remember that in Private Parts?
Yes.
Wasn't quite the
K-P-H-X.
Same. KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona, and we'll be right back. Money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
At Birenbaum & Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
I'm sick.
sexy and I know it.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment, brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network, live here, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, the host, alongside Greg Isaac and Joseph Erdo. This is our much-anticipated sex addiction show.
Yes.
What do we do this? Annually? Annually? Maybe every other weekend?
Well,
what?
Believe it or not, next week we have another sex addiction movie. But
we do?
Yeah, we're not.
What is that
not
one?
The topic. It's Don John. We're going to talk about it a little bit later in the show. Yeah.
Hmm.
So, but of course, that song we just heard is great strip club music, right?
I don't know. I've never
Greg
been to one. But I like what Eric was doing. I think it was off air. What were you saying?
No, that was actually on air.
Oh, what? It was good, though.
It sounded like, who's the band that sings I'm Sexy and I Know It? It's LMA.
Yeah.
That was very good. Were you in a band? That sounded really good.
I was.
Oh, you were?
A musician, yes.
Very nice, yes.
Thank you.
Well, that song was Sin Terror by Alap Momin. I don't know how to pronounce it. But anyway, it's from Choke. It's a sex addiction movie starring Sam Rockwell, one of my favorite movies of all time. It is hilarious. It's from the author of Fight Club.
Wow, I don't know what it means, but great.
Well,
Fight Club. Oh,
yes,
Brad
Fight Club.
Brad Pitt.
Tyler Durden.
Oh, he's in it?
No, Brad Pitt is Tyler Durden.
Oh.
Wow. Well, of course, in Choke, Sam Rockwell plays a
neck?
He plays a sex addict.
Oh.
And but he also works at this like little pioneer village, and a lot of things happen there. His mom is in hospice or something like that, or in a nursing home, but she doesn't remember who he is. And he also, this is how he makes money. For the most part, he pretends to choke on things, and then people rescue him.
Now I remember that movie.
What, did you see it? Did you like it?
Yes, I remember him visiting. Who played his mother? It was a famous actress. I'm going to look it up.
Gwen Paltrow, or whatever her name is.
No, Gwen Paltrow.
What did you say? You said Lynn Paltrow.
Gwen. Is it Gwen? What?
Angelica Houston.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Great
movie.
Adam's
very
family.
Funny. You know, it's based on a book. I've read the book as well. Great book.
He pretended to choke mouth-to-mouth?
No, people would save him, and then he would, like, create this rapport with them, and then they would, like, they would, like, lend him money and stuff like that.
Oh.
Buy his meals.
Well, how's it sex addiction?
Yeah, buy his meals.
Sounds like a money addiction deal. Not sex addiction.
He's got a whole bunch of problems. And so that's, again, one of the things that we can ask the sex addiction therapist at 11 o'clock. You know, what other problems are there? Is it just sex addiction, or is this like a trait that kind of goes on and on? But, of course, our score right now, Eric's got one, Dave's got one, Greg's got zero. Let's do our question from Choke. In Choke, Sam Rockwell meets a stripper named Cherry Dackery, which, by the way, was not her real name, at a topless bar. Which the following factoids does he tell her? A law from the early 1900s prohibits men from going topless on the boardwalk. B, the most money ever paid for a cow in an auction was $1.3 million. Or C, melanoma is the most common cancer for women, especially for blondes. They're all true, but which one was in the movie?
And that's when he met her in the strip joint?
Yes.
What was the first one again?
The first one is a law from the early 1900s prohibits men from going topless on the boardwalk.
A.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. A.
And everyone gets it wrong.
C, right?
It's C. Melanoma is the most common cancer for women, especially for blondes. And the next time that Rockwell's character visits the topless bar, the stripper has dyed her hair brunette.
I don't mind if I'm wrong, as long as you guys are too.
Yes.
Yes.
It's my strategy.
So, of course.
Stay within one.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about TV. You know, I'll go over what's going to be premiering this week, and then if we each want to pick something that we've either watched this week or if we're anticipating, we can talk about that as well. But on Monday we've got How I Met Your Mother, Two Broke Girls, Mom, The Blacklist, Hostages. On Tuesday, of course, we have S.H.I.E.L.D., the new movie that's based on the Avengers stuff, Marvel.
No, based on Brooke.
Okay, very good. And the Goldbergs, I've seen the Goldbergs.
Oh, the,
that's a very
Mighty
good
Ducks.
Ducks
goalie. He was phenomenal.
Very good.
Great in the net for them.
The Goldbergs is a very good show. Trophy Wife, starring Malin Ackerman. Terrible, terrible show.
Mm-hmm.
Lucky Seven, which is kind of about
does
the lottery.
Does she do the jackhammer in it, though?
Malin Ackerman, from that movie. No.
The Heartbreak Kid.
Yeah, the Heartbreak Kid. No, she does get terribly, terribly drunk. She drinks a whole bottle of water,
but
it's filled.
I was there.
filled with vodka.
Sorry, Melon.
And
Lucky Seven, September 24th.
There you go. This is all this week. Wednesday, we've got The Middle, Back in the Game, which is kind of like the Bad News Bears, starring Alicia Silverstone and James Caan. It's a pretty good show, actually. And I don't like sports. So, but I actually kind of like that.
Neither do I.
Yeah, very good. And Modern Family, and of course, South
good
Park.
Show. Yeah. Oh,
another
yes,
good show.
Absolutely.
On Thursday, we've got The Big Bang Theory, The Millers, which is the new show by the guys that brought us Raising Hope, and My Name is Earl.
Oh, okay.
Crazy Hi. Ones, which stars Sarah Michelle Gellar and Robin Williams.
Oh.
Glee, of course, one of my favorites, and The Michael J. Fox Show.
Poor Robin. Didn't he have to go back to that because he's out of money?
I don't know.
It's kind of like Mork and Mindy.
I think so. But no, I think he said that he, because his ex-wife or something, all the money he lost yeah. in his divorce or something like that. So now he has to go back to, but I'm sure it'll be.
I hope it's good. I haven't seen that yeah. one, but, you know, so I'm looking forward to seeing how that is. But, so, you know, Greg, did you want to preview? Of course, Dexter is ending on what is
tomorrow.
It? Tomorrow, okay.
Tomorrow night, yes, 9 o'clock our time here, and of course the series finale. A great show. I think a lot of Dexter fans have been disappointed so far in season 8. I haven't seen the finale early or anything like that, so I'll be with everyone watching it tomorrow. I'm not the guy that looks at spoilers and stuff like that, and obviously we won't talk about it, but from what I have heard, some of the critics who have been harsh on the season have actually liked the finale that have seen it early,
really?
Have said people might, you know, there's a lot of pieces to put together. So if you're a Dexter fan, obviously you're ready to tune in for that. And hopefully, everything's pieced together. And it's just Dexter's a fascinating character when you look at it, you know, and how he's kind of developed over the years, sociopath, psychopath, however you want to put it. You know, and Michael C. Hall's done a great job. But the last couple seasons, some interesting storylines they've had. And for people that, you know, haven't caught up on the show, that use Netflix and stuff, you know, I won't bring much up. But, you know, the first 4 seasons of the show, phenomenal. You know, after that, it's still a really good show, but it definitely went downhill.
Yes, a little bit.
Writers changed, I believe, after season 4. And but still very entertaining, and everyone's you know, looking forward to tomorrow night.
Now, did you hear the news that the studio executive said that Dexter is basically what Spider-Man is to Sony and Batman is to Warner
yeah.
Brothers, that they're not going to let Dexter go. The spinoff is kind of inevitable.
Well, they've been thinking of that, and that's why I guess tomorrow maybe we'll find out what type of spinoff they could have, maybe with which character, perhaps with his son, even though his son, you know, and I hate to say this, but for a while, the little boy that played Harrison, they were twins, but even though it's just one son, yeah. it's like
they
the
always
Olsen
have twins for that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, absolutely, but these guys are horrible. I mean, I hate to say that to a 2-3-year-old kid. I'm sure he's a great little kid, but I'm surprised that Showtime or people behind the show didn't do something about it.
He didn't have time to take acting classes.
Well, there's that. But no, I meant like he literally like, I'm on the air. I mean, I'm on camera. It was really bad. The way they've written the Harrison character, you know, I know it's just a kid, but and he's grown up a little now. Now he's like 5 years old, 4 years old, whatever. And a different actor playing him, but yeah, it's sort of interesting. But yeah, it's just a great show. It started out with a bang, of course, because season 1, then season 2, of course. No one knows, obviously, or well, no one's supposed to know who he actually is. You know, obviously, he works with Miami Metro. He's a blood guy, of course, and by day, and then at night, serial killer. But he follows his code, which of course is only the bad people. He only
which
will
his,
kill
his, I guess, stepfather or adopted father.
Foster. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
who was a cop?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So it's interesting. So Dexter per se is not a bad guy. Think of it as a vigilante, but he actually
Charles Bronson.
Well, unlike the superheroes, you know, he'll actually do his ritual and pull off the kill.
Well, see, now there's the dark side of television. So I like the light side. Well, I like I like my dark stuff, obviously,
yeah.
if I love horror and everything. But, you know, the light side, one of my favorite shows of all time is Ed, that show with Tom Cavanaugh. Mm-hmm. And, you know, brilliant show. And another one of my favorite shows of all time is How I Met Your Mother. Very optimistic, positive, upbeat shows. And I remember back in college when I was at Arizona State University, I showed up for like a How I Met Your Mother premiere party. I was the only one there, so they decided to call it off. And I didn't even get to see the premiere until it was actually on TV. Yes. I don't know why no one showed up. I'm sure that a lot of people would show up now because it's a very popular show.
Yeah,
absolutely. And, you know, I relate to the show. I love all this stuff about fate and you know, yellow umbrellas and pineapple incidents and goats and blue French horns.
Like a trip to Mexico.
Right, it does, doesn't it? But, you know, these are all things that mean a lot to people who have followed How I Met Your Mother over the past 8 seasons. Now this is the ninth and final season. And, of course, we saw in the season finale who the mother is. We saw her face. We don't know her name yet. We don't exactly know how they met. Mm-hmm. We know that it has something to do with Robin and Barney's wedding, that she's a bass player.
Barney?
Barney.
Barney. Yeah, Barney. Not Barney Fife.
Have you met Ted?
Purple dinosaur.
Well, you know, there's a lot of theories online about, you know, there's these images where I watched Barney when I was a kid, and now I watch Barney when I'm an adult. I'm an adult. And the mother has this yellow color scheme, but also other people have yellow color schemes. Now, she's got some purple on her, a lilac.
Yeah, I met her once.
So there's a lot of, like, if you go online, you could see all these conspiracy theories, but all these theories around the mother and, you know, how she ties into different aspects of the show.
Interesting. So, but this Barney, though, is one of my favorite TV characters.
Yes.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Hey,
very
high
funny.
Five. Yes. And Radio 5 to everyone out there in the...
He's hilarious in the show. Everyone's great. Jason Segel's great. Josh Radnor, he should do more stuff. He's phenomenal.
And it's a legend, wait for it,
huh?
Dairy show.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
Yes.
Hope you're not lactose intolerant. All right. But anyway, yeah, so it's a show that, you know, several different season finales of How I Met Your Mother. I've actually cried, you know, because it's
really?
A very touching show. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
because it's all
Josh,
about things happen.
What did you cry about? What were some of the things?
Just that things happen for a reason. Things happen for a reason.
Give me an example.
Here's an example. I didn't
cry for
over
us,
this,
Joseph.
But... Okay.
Let it out.
There's a season in one of the season finales.
This is
they're
an
jumping,
addiction show. Let it out.
Yeah, they're jumping from building to building.
Yeah,
and you know it's just something about that. It was like really touching.
You were crying about a building?
Wow.
You have to watch it. Actually, I think you would love it because even though I don't think Jason Segel writes it, it's that type of. Situation like a Forgetting Sarah Marshall type of thing.
I like that stuff.
It has great humor, but it also is serious at times. And,
and they've
like
got all these little
it's
like
a phenomenal show.
Jeff Who Lives at Home.
Great
sort
movie.
Of like that.
And you know it's very much like that movie. You know,
who was in that? Was that Jeff Daniels?
Jason Segel.
Oh.
And Ed Helms as well.
Which
and
we
Susan
talk
Sarandon.
About all the time.
What about Jeff Daniels?
Well, let's move on from
Newsroom. No, Newsroom.
But,
I love that.
Newsroom. Yeah, tell us.
All right, just a brief shout out. The season ended, I guess, last week. And should I say what happened?
Yeah, go ahead, dude.
Because it was on already.
Yeah.
He's engaged to Mac.
Who's he?
Wait, what?
Jeff Daniels.
And Mac is
the anchorman, and
he's not very good at this.
He's engaged to the producer.
That's awesome. I've never seen the show, so I have
phenomenal
no idea
show.
What it is about.
He's a Republican, but he talks. He really supports more of the left center agenda, and it's phenomenal. They go historical about actual live events. Have you seen it?
No.
It's a very good.
I heard it's
TV
a
show.
Good show. Excellent. I've just never. Seen it. I know Jeff
Daniels.
It's
about a huge national TV network, and they're they have a slant center left, and they look at that with actual historical events. They just talked about like weapons of mass destruction, not in Iraq, and you know those type of things that led up to that. So it's a very interesting show, very cool show, and there's a lot of subplots going on. And I rest my case.
Usually HBO, Showtime, just the premium channels have some great shows. And,
yeah,
you know, over the years we've seen that. But.
Sounds like broadcast news.
Not really. Hunter. Well, that guy was an angry guy. This is actually a big news network, and they're very. It's sort of like a family atmosphere, and they all they're getting sued by someone they fired because he doctored the film and. It's a long story. You'd have to be there.
Well, you know, so let's do our next Dave's Random Enlightenment.
Okay. I thought I just did one.
You did. You do
that
it all the time.
Aired next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this time, let's air yours about being a master practitioner. Of course, you told us about some of the TV shows that you liked. So let's see what Dave had to say about a master practitioner, what a master practitioner likes on for entertainment.
A lot of people may or may not know I do neuro-linguistic programming, and I'm a master practitioner, and sort of a political show that I watch is Married with Children. What the heck are you guys laughing about? It's not a one-size-fits-all. I love that show, but it's really cool. It's a nice political show, and I really love Brokeback Mountain. Boy meets girl. Boy tries to impress girl. Boy has a Mercedes and can't pay for it. I'm lost like the TV show. Oh, remember Aliens? That was pretty good, because in the dark, you can't see much, but when you turn on Amanda Bynes, you can absolutely see many more things. I just saw magic. I didn't see the mic.
Yes. So thank you very much for those thoughts. And our next song that takes us into the break is Let the Sun Shine In by the Cowboy Sunday School.
From the play Hair, right?
What? No.
Oh.
Play Here.
No, play Hair.
Hair?
Remember the musical Hair?
40-year-old virgin at the very end.
Yeah, exactly. No, isn't that? Yeah, thank you.
I don't think this is the
song. Oh, that's not the one?
That's not the same song?
I think you'll like it. It's from A Dirty Shame, which is a great, hilarious movie by John Waters.
Was that a sex addiction?
Yes, they are all sex addicts in this movie.
All of them?
All of them.
The director, the writer, the producer?
Every single character.
The wife, the husbands, the kids?
All right. Well, A Dirty Shame received an NC-17 rating from the MPAA. What did the MPAA say when director John Waters asked what he would need to cut in order to obtain an R rating? A, we will be willing to budge on the rating if you agree to reduce the size of star Selma Blair's prosthetic breasts. B, we will reassess the film if you exchange after a while we just stop taking notes.
What?
C.
What was C?
After a while we just stop taking notes.
C.
You don't have to repeat A and B, but what was the question?
What did the MPAA say about reducing the rating from an NC-17 to an R? What he would need to cut from the movie?
And you said C was about
See,
notes.
After a while, we just stopped taking notes.
Oh. I don't even know what that means.
They just stopped.
In other words, there was so much that they wanted cut that they just stopped writing.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think it could be B because that wasn't really that bad. Probably C. A, I don't know why the size of that would matter.
Music would not be a problem.
Yeah, and the size of those, it's only helpful. C, yes.
What did you say?
Eric's on to something here.
C.
Everyone got it right. The MPAA also said that if everything they objected to were to be removed, the movie would only be 10 minutes long.
Wow. Wow. Well, let's take a quick break right now, and the score is Eric 2, Dave 2, Greg is 1. What song is that?
Let the Sun Shine In.
Is that the same one that Eric just sang?
He told us it's a different one.
10-10.
Oh, yes. That was beautiful. Anyway, this is 1480 AM KPHX. We are Breakthrough Entertainment, and we will be right back. Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
At Beerham Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633. Or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM Studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Isaac, the host, alongside Greg Isaac, Joseph Erdo, and our great producer, Eric. And what song is that?
Susudio.
Susudio?
From American Psycho.
Yes, it is. From American Psycho.
Is that an addiction movie?
It is. He's Patrick Bateman is a sex addict, isn't he?
He is.
Yes. Well, I didn't know that.
And he's a serial killer.
Yes.
Well, but wait a minute. I still don't understand that, because at the end, none of it really happened, right?
Do you know that for sure?
I don't know. That's what it looked like to me. Like it was all just a fantasy of his.
It's an open-ended movie.
Yeah, it is.
It depends on how you
interpret
it.
Mm-hmm. But nice. One of the great scenes is when he's doing his business and he has both the prostitutes up in the room with him, and when he's looking at himself and holding up the star.
And that is hilarious. That is when they play the song.
Yeah, and absolutely.
And that is what our question is from. It's from that scene.
Well, good. I better get this one.
Well, it's a little behind the scenes.
Eric should too. Yeah,
it's a little behind the scenes though.
Reese Witherspoon was in that, wasn't she?
She was.
Oh, I like her. Yeah. You like her?
Yes.
Yeah.
She's very cute.
So we have Dave answered it first.
I have to return some videotapes.
Oh, you got some?
Wow.
Right. All right.
So Dave hasn't seen it.
Apparently not. So he's not going to get this one right. How did director Mary Harron decide on blocking for the scene in American Psycho? Blocking is like how you set it up.
Right. I was going to say you better explain that, because
it's how to set up the scene. Yeah.
It's almost like a rehearsal kind of thing.
Yes.
Like staging and real estate.
Yes, I guess.
Ah. Yeah.
Yes.
If you want to put it that way.
Go ahead.
Confused even more people there. How did director Mary Harron decide on blocking for the scene in American Psycho during which star Christian Bale has sex with a pair of prostitutes? A. She watched pornographic movies with Christian Bale. B. She watched Bale eating a 3-course meal. Or C, she watched Bale play a round of Twister with the two actresses who played the prostitutes.
Ooh,
Twister.
I think it's Twister.
Everyone gets it wrong.
It's A.
Oh. She watched pornographic movies with Christian Bale.
Really?
Yes. And Bale also made stick figure drawings of the positions that he thought would work best for the scene. Oh. You just make stick figure drawings for that just for fun.
I do.
Yeah.
It doesn't end up coming real, but for Christian Bale it does.
Right.
Wow.
So.
Wow. This is amazing.
Yes, our sex addiction show. So, of course, our very first Dave's Random Enlightenment was all about Dave's marriage.
I remember.
So let's see what Dave had to say about marriage.
I was married, and all I saw was explosions. I think it was January 17th at 4:31 a.m. in the morning. That was unbelievable. It was a mess, and it was really scary. We had a house on the hill, and there's all glasses in the bedrooms, and I didn't know if it was an earthquake or a bomb. Very terrifying events. Are life-changing often, yeah. and it does change your values and it changes your decisions. Wow. So I moved to Phoenix.
So thank you very much for those comments on marriage, Dave.
You're welcome.
So, you know, our next question here, by the way, the score, Eric's 2, Dave's 2, Greg's 1, very close. And this next song that's going to take us into the next hour is from Rules of Attraction,
yes.
One of my favorite movies again of all time.
Yeah.
Rules of Attraction?
Yeah, I did see that one.
And also has a Bateman reference.
It's from
there.
Bret Easton Ellis, wrote the book. Great book, by the way. My favorite book of all time, Rules of Attraction. And the song is Faith by George Michael. Great song. And so here's this is actually from the movie, so try to have your poker face on if you are if you've seen the movie. All right, which of the following statements was written on a whiteboard hanging on the door to a dorm room in The Rules of Attraction? A. Victor, you left your pineapple on my nightstand. B. Victor, tests came back positive. Be careful. C. Victor, I need to chill out. Can I come over later and eat a sandwich?
What was the first one?
The first one was, Victor, you left your pineapple on my nightstand.
A.
That's too weird
to be not...
It sounds like A, but I'm going to say C about the sandwich.
And I'm going with different. C, too.
And everyone gets it wrong.
It's
Ben.
B!
It's B. Victor, tests came back positive. Be careful. The other two are from How I Met Your Mother.
That's right, because we were talking about
pineapple incident and, of course, sandwiches, which mean drugs.
Wow, it's still 2-2-1.
So other memorable quotes from the movie include, I only had sex with her because I'm in love with you. Abstinence is 100% safe, which is less of a percentage than whatever, I don't care, I don't major in math, and rock and roll, deal with it.
Wow, that's amazing. I did see that movie and I missed that one. We all missed that one. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment live at the 1480 AM Studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. And we will be right back.
This is 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.